November 6th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am Father of the universe, Lord of all creation. There is nothing that happens in the world which I have not seen from the beginning of time and for all eternity. I form each raindrop and create each ray of sun. I direct the path of right reason and change each season to my great pleasure. The purpose of this mission is to influence hearts towards love of me and love of neighbor. Without this, the world races towards self-destruction. It is what is in hearts that determines the future. Holy love transforms the world around it. As holy love is the embrace of my commandments, I embrace those who choose to live in holy love. In the world, you are experiencing the season of vital decisions. So often, these decisions are hidden in hearts until they are acted upon. Your hope is in converting hearts in holy love before decisions are made which are inspired by evil. Souls need to know there is a spiritual war going on in every heart. It is most important to win this war that souls recognize the difference between good and evil. To do this, evil must be recognized. You cannot fight the enemy unless you know who he is. In this spiritual warfare, your enemy is anything which opposes holy love. Carefully weigh every thought, word, and action in this light. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.